This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Ford Motor Company has had a big 10 days or so. Canadian auto workers reached an agreement with the company, taking a possible strike off the table. There has been some buzz this week and last about who's going to succeed the very successful Alan Mulally as CEO when he eventually retires. And today, a big new product launch, the 2013 Ford Fusion, complete with Mulally and Ryan Seacrest, believe it or not, in Times Square, a big event there. Mark Fields runs Ford in the Americas, North and South. He came by Marketplace World headquarters this morning with a new Fusion to show off, so we took it for a spin and had a chat.
All right.
All right, there we go. So you're going to go up this ramp, and then we're going to go down around the corner. You get to come to L.A. for the rollout of the Fusion. Your boss, Alan Mulally, the CEO of the company, is in Times Square with Ryan Seacrest today. Right. Is he helping you sell cars, Ryan Seacrest? What's up with that?
It's great. You know, Ryan has a great reputation. He's, very wired in not only to millennials, but also the whole digital and social networking world.
Yeah, but he's a little overexposed. I mean, come on.
But, you know, he's great to work with.
Yeah, but on that social media thing, right? I mean, it's not like you're selling this car or many cars to people who are 23, 4, 5 years old or even younger, right?
Well, actually, when you look at our sales, we've actually have skewed. Some of our largest growth areas have been in the 18 to 24 year old range. The issue is these days, you know, when you and I were growing up way back when.
Yeah, right, back in the day.
Freedom for us was a car,
yeah.
Right? Because we could go over our friends, hang out at their houses. That was our way of interacting. These days, you know, my kids, for example, I got a couple of teenagers, they're online.
Yeah.
They don't need a car. So that puts the responsibility back on us as a manufacturer and marketer of cars to say, okay, first understand that. And then secondly say, for those consumers that are in the marketplace, how do we bring them a vehicle that not only gets them from point A to point B, but where when they bring in their smartphone, they're instantly connected so they can stay connected even while they're driving in the car.
But not texting, of course.
That's not texting.
Not texting. Don't
Hands
do that.
Hands on the wheel.
Don't do that. That's right.
Eyes on the road.
You were quoted the other day as saying something like it's impossible to understate how important this car is to Ford.
Well, it's really important because first and foremost, the midsize sedan segment, two out of every three customers that are in the marketplace, at some point they look at this segment. So you have to have a really strong offering.
Take a ride up here. But it's been like almost 20 years, 96, right? The Taurus is the last time you guys had the best-selling midsize in this country.
Right.
That's a long time, and it's a gutsy move to try to come back.
Well, I think for a while there, we focused a lot on trucks and utilities, and we've done well, but we recommitted to our vision as a company of providing best-in-class vehicles, small, medium, and large, cars, utilities, and trucks, and said, that's what we want. How we want to serve our customers,
which has worked out really, really well for you guys in your division in the Americas, right? I mean, you're making billions of dollars. You're selling really well. In fact, that's where Ford's profit comes from, right? You guys
right.
lose money in Europe. You're not in Asia substantially yet.
We're investing in Asia.
But how long can you rely only on the Americas to make this company money?
Well, our strategy is pretty simple: is to better balance our profit going forward. Clearly right now, North America in particular is driving literally all of the company's profits. But we expect as we go forward to better balance our profitability so each region is contributing positively to the company.
I wonder if part of the reason this car is so important to this company right now is because you spent $555 million retooling plants to be able to make the thing.
This is an important investment for us.
He says, smiling.
It's not chump change, that's
yeah,
for sure.
There you go.
Well, we make big bets with the investments in our vehicles. We've said this segment is important. We've built a good foundation, and now how do we let it grow?
This is the question where you get to say, I'm totally happy where I am. But there has been much conversation in the past week or two about you possibly getting promoted within Ford, being next in line to succeed Alan Mulally as CEO of this company. Mr. Mulally said this morning on CBS he's not going anywhere anytime soon, but the guy is 67. He's been there for a while. What are the odds that you're gonna wind up in that job?
There's lots of speculation out there. We love Alan's leadership. You know, my objective and my goal is just to contribute profitably to the growth of Ford, and that means doing my job running the Americas. I love doing it, and that's what I'm focusing on.
Mark Fields is the executive vice president of the Ford Motor Company. He's also president of Ford the Americas. Mark, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for the ride, by the way.
Hey,
appreciate it.
You bet.
It's not a bad car.
Oh, we got a gateway one. Get behind the wheel.
I need a minivan, man. You don't understand. I got four kids. You guys need to get into the minivan space. All right, good.